Nabuwat, prophethood. The conception of prophethood follows from the premises that it is the will of Allah that every human being should pursue a defined code of life and follow certain principles of conduct. Allah therefore had to send prophets to acquaint the humanity with these principles and the code of life. The Quran says, "We never chastise until we send forth a messenger to give warning." The third Rasul, Nabuwat, calls for belief in all the prophets sent by Allah from time to time for the guidance of humanity. According to Islam, Allah sent 1,24,000 prophets in all. Adam was the first of them, Nuh, Noah, Ibrahim, Abraham, Musa, Moses, and Isa, Jesus, were other prominent prophets. Our prophet, Muhammad al-Mustafa, was the last. Some prophets came with a Sharia, code of law, while others merely propagated the Sharia of their forerunners. Since the words of a prophet are to be obeyed and his actions are to serve as a guide, it follows that every prophet should be infallible in his thoughts, words, and deeds. According to Islam, the entire universe came into existence through the will of the Creator and was created with a definite purpose. The Holy Quran says, "I have not created the jinn and the human beings but for submission to me." Now, to explain this divine will came the divine messengers known as the prophets. Verily, Allah had chosen Adam and Noah, the progeny of Abraham and the progeny of Imran, above the worlds, the descendants one of the other. Allah is one who hears and knows. The prophets never disagreed in fundamentals. Generally, the prophets were deputed for specified communities, regions, or periods. Muhammad, the last of the divine messengers, was sent to express the will of Allah for the entire humanity and for all times to come. To quote, the Quran says, "We have not sent thee, but as a mercy unto all the worlds." Islam, therefore, is a perfect code of life for the entire humanity without distinction of classes, climes, and countries. It lays first emphasis on the purification of the self, of an individual, based on the fundamental principles. Belief in oneness of Allah and in the life hereafter. This ultimately would lead to international brotherhood and creation of a peaceful society.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ
And we send not the messengers except as bringers of good tidings and warners. So whoever believes and reforms, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve.